Was it wet and muddy and crazy in Juneau over the weekend?
I'm not sure it could have been wetter or muddier or crazier. Blowing sideways, it felt like it was February in September.
A good day for racing, though, huh?
It's cross country. I mean, that's the adventure of it. Someone said, why would you do this outside? And this is not volleyball or basketball or swimming. This is the Alaska's outdoor sports. Yeah, it was a great day for that. It made it even better.
Petersburg girls came in first overall for the 1A, 2A, 3A schools, and they once again finished pretty well in a tight pack.
Yeah, they were. It was like this sea of blue once again, and that's what we talked about. We talked about there's some girls who were finishing up ahead of us, and we wanted to make sure that we finished solid. So they knew a couple girls they wanted to key on, and it worked so well. A couple of these really strong runners, once we got four runners ahead of them, they seemed to just kind of lay up a little bit, and the girls just kept running. They went out fast and they just hammered the pace. Every lap, you would see our two, three, four, five girls just continuing and not losing spots. And it was very impressive run, most impressive region race that I've seen from Petersburg as long as I've been here.
And individually, did anyone really surprise with their finish?
Everybody surprised us a little bit because we went 2, 3, 4, 6 overall. But Kaylee Eddy, we had a number two girl a couple years ago in Grace Weller, and she's now running at UAF. And we were hoping to get another two up there because having those really low score helps you in the long run. But I don't know of any region champs from Southeast, and Brad Taylor could probably tell us more, but finishing number two in the region was just incredible. And then to have a freshman, Avery Skeek, come in third right behind her, and then Hannah, our senior, number four, and Aaron, sophomore, and Julia, sophomore. And then even with great performances by Maddie Parker and Alexandra Bless, coming in our 6-7, it's just the whole team just did just a fantastic job.
And on the boys' side of things, they finished second in 2A, just behind Craig, it looks like.
They did, and we knew that Sitka was going to be incredibly tough to beat. We thought they might go perfect score going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and someone, Bryce Gerald, snuck in from Juneau and got one of those spots. But we thought, well, let's shoot for second, and we were really shooting for how to beat Mount Edgecombe and compete with the 3A schools. And we kind of knew who had to finish where, and Tucker and Nathaniel have done such a great job as our 1-2. We knew that we could, through three people, that we could be even with Edgecombe and with Craig. And it's just, but the weather just kind of affected us, and we have a few health problems. But the final score between the three of us, Craig, Edgecombe, and us, was 97, 100, and 102. And I mean, it's like losing a basketball game at those scores. It could go either way. Just one person out sprints someone here, one person, doesn't take a wrong turn, but just any little thing. And so it was an amazing finish. We didn't find out till 2 or 3 hours after the meet that we'd finished so close to the top. But they had great performances, all of them. I couldn't be prouder of all the boys.
And Tucker's time, that's off his best from this season because he's finished under 18, I think, right?
Yeah, he's gone 17:50, but Colin Bacioko, the young man from Sitka who won it, he went 17:01, and he went 16:24 at one race this year. So, it's about a 30-second race difference. And so Tucker's 18:22, that could be considered to be as well as he's run under these conditions, considering what these other times are. And Nathaniel, this 18:47 on a drier, better course, he would have gone an 18:15, 18:10. That's what he said. He said, "I can go 18:15 today," but he was running into a headwind and 4 or 5 inches of mud, and it was just crazy. But they had great runs, and everybody was in it, so it was no excuses. But it definitely slowed us down. Corin Sproul went 19:38, and again, you take 30 seconds off of that, and he's pretty close to sub 19. So very, very good performances. Stuart Merdallin came in four for us, and I think that's his best finish scoring wise for us ever. And he just, he's a senior and he's been just solid for us all year. So glad he came out for the team.